as a fighter pilot and an astronaut, I can't tell you how many spacecraft and how many different airplanes I've flown, and every one of them had a manual. And if you read the manual, you were going to be okay.
And what does an astronaut mean when he says, "The Lord is my guidance system"? Only 12 men in history have ever walked on the moon. The youngest of them was astronaut Charlie Duke. Today, we conclude an exclusive interview producer David Fisher recorded with Duke in 2009 at Baylor University. Welcome to Truth in the Test Tube.
I'm a pilot. Aerodynamics work. Rockets lift you off because the physics and the chemistry of it work. I look at the human body, the complexity of the human body. It cannot be an accident. The universe in which we live shouts in its complexity, there has to be a designer.
You look at any one organ and it's complex enough. Then when you see the way they synchronize together.
Well, all of my training was from an evolutionary standpoint. And so when I became a believer, I had this insatiable desire to read the scriptures. I try to read 10 chapters a day, Old Testament, New Testament, Gospels, Proverbs, Psalms. And the more I read, the more I was challenged. Are you going to believe the worldview of man, or are you going to believe this? And I said, Lord, I see you in the universe, and I'm going to believe this. As a practical example of the design of the human body, I was laying in the NASA physical waiting for this procedure, and up on the wall, there was an anatomy chart that had to cut away, you know, yeah. Everybody's seen those. And there was the lungs, and there was the heart, the blood flow, and all of that. And the thought occurred to me, that's all got to work the first time, or you're dead. There's no experimentation, if you will, as evolution says. Well, let's just try, and we'll try this if that doesn't work. And even in evolution, somebody's got to say, well, I think I need feet. Or I think I need a heart. You know, I think I need eyes. Now, where'd all that knowledge come from?
And the blood has to be the right viscosity to
exactly.
flow through the part.
Yeah, exactly. I see God daily display his presence. You look back over the history of the evolution of scientific knowledge, and many of those discoveries were done by Christian men mm-hmm. who believed that God's wisdom is available to us. In Christ is all the knowledge and wisdom of the universe. And as we pray and seek his direction, I think he gives us insight and wisdom into these problems that we face.
Now, astronaut Jack Lazma updated one of the Psalms by saying, "The Lord is my guidance system."
That's a very succinct description, and it's true. Jesus is our leader. He's the head. He guides and he directs. As long as we yield our will to him, he's going to lead and direct. And Jack is really right on with that, that Jesus is my guidance system.
Now, you made a video entitled Walk on the Moon, Walk with the Sun, spelling
yep.
Sun as S-O-N, meaning the
right.
Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
How would you summarize the main points?
Well, the first half hour of this hour-long video, and now DVD, is my space experience. In 30 minutes, I capture how I became an astronaut, the training we went through, describe the spacesuit, the liftoff, the whole Apollo 16. Then the second half is this testimony, basically what we've been talking about today, how I became a believer. 2.5 years after my wife became a believer and gave her life to Jesus, and she was changed, I was invited to a Bible study at T-Bar M Tennis Ranch in New Braunfels, Texas, where we live. And it was a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday morning. This was sort of a look at the scriptures and a look at Jesus as he is revealed throughout Old Testament and New Testament. And so I sat there, and the thought occurred to me as I began to recall some of these scriptures. I mean, I'd been in Sunday school since I was 4 or 5. And so John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. If you believe in him, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. And the thought occurred to me, this is either true or a big lie. It's either the truth or it's not. And we get to decide because we have a free will. We can either say, yes, Lord, it's true. I give you my life. I want to follow you. Or you can turn away and walk away from God. Throughout that weekend, I just kept getting this thought. This is either true or it isn't. Jesus is the Son of God, and he gave his life for me, for my sins, and I can accept that and believe it and receive it, or I can walk away from God. So after that weekend was over, I was sitting in my automobile and with my wife, and I looked over and said, Dottie, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I said, Lord, I give you my life. Now, there wasn't any bells and whistles and no angelic hosts and no blinding lights or anything like that, but I knew that I knew that I knew it was the truth, and I experienced this peace. After that day, I had this insatiable desire to read the Scriptures. And I just sold my company and made a lot of money, and so I was thinking about going into real estate, but it wasn't any real urge. So basically, for the next 3 or 4 months, all of my spare time, I just sat and read the Scriptures. I can't say I studied it, but I read it. And it was like I was a sponge. Words were just jumping off the page. When I came to Jesus, I can't say I repented of my sins at that point. I just said, Lord, come into my life. Because I didn't realize, you know, I did things wrong, but everybody did those, you know. And, you know, a little eye at a girl every once in a while, a little cheating on your income tax, you know, and this, to me, the real sinners were the murderers, rapists, bank robbers, you know, those kind of guys. Right. You know, everybody did what I did, you know. But the Lord, through the Scriptures, began to convict me. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. God spoke to my heart and said, you don't love your wife that way. And the problem with your marriage is you. And so I repented and asked God to help me, and we began to build our marriage relationships. And now 32 years have gone by, and we're walking with the Lord through the trials and troubles of life, lovers, best friends, brothers and sisters in Christ. The Lord convicted me about my anger, my temper. He convicted me about my relationship with my children and many, many other things, the love of money. And so all of that was repented as God began to peel the onion, if you will, and take away that old sinful nature.
Okay. What else would you like to share with people? What you would say to the person who's listening who's never thought seriously about either God's existence or the possibility of getting acquainted with God personally?
If you've never thought that God really existed, you just need to look around. The Scripture says that God's divine presence and eternal power is clearly seen out of what has been made. Mm-hmm. So the world is not an accident. And so there is a creator of the world and of all that is in the world. So I challenge you to look at all of this and say, God, are you the creator? Jesus, was it through you that all of this was made? And just ask God to show you the truth. He can accept that challenge. If you'll just be honest and open, God, show me your reality. And I think God will. God so loved the world, and he doesn't want anybody to perish, anybody not to know him. So he's given us his witness in the universe. Secondly, if you're really seeking, say, Lord, I want to know if you are the only way. So, Lord, I just open my life to you. And if God reveals himself to you, then to receive him into your heart, just do what I did. Lord, I believe that you are God. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. And so I open my life to you and I invite you into my life. I surrender the throne and I give you the throne of my life and I walk with you. In John's gospel, it says, if you're really seeking God, God, the Holy Spirit, will point you to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. We have other religions that we're praying for. And my prayer is for those that aren't Christians, Lord, reveal yourself to them in dreams and visions through the internet, mm-hmm. through newspapers, through personal contact. Just reveal your love to them.
Some may have the impression that to make contact with God, you have to go to a separate, special building. What's your suggestion on that?
No, you don't. I think fellowship with other Christians is important as we join the body of Christ, if you will, as we accept Jesus into our life. I think we need to pray and say, Lord, where would you lead me to go to have fellowship and to grow in my faith? But it's not necessary to go to a church to find Jesus. I met him in the front seat of my car. He comes to him in dreams. But once he does, you want to know more. As I did, I just began to read God's Word. As a fighter pilot and an astronaut, I can't tell you how many spacecraft and how many different airplanes I've flown, and every one of them had a manual. And if you read the manual, you were going to be okay, because it led you through the procedures of this machine.
So you're saying the Bible is the manual?
God has given us a manual for life, and it's the Bible. And as we get our life more in line with God's Word of what He says that will bring love and joy and peace and happiness into our lives, then we see the effect that God's Word is true. And it brings love and joy and peace, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, if you will.
Say someone's listening now who has never read the Bible at all. Where would you suggest he start?
Well, I think a good recommendation to understand the person of Jesus is John, the Gospel of John. That succinctly shows that Jesus is the Son of God and His claims to be God. And then I would continue on just reading the New Testament, the Acts, about how the early people that believed in Jesus and accepted, how they were empowered by the Spirit of God, and how they went on to spread this gospel all over the world of the good news of Jesus. I've got a lot of different translations now, but I primarily read the New International Version because I can understand it. It's one that speaks to me. I compare different translations. I use primarily the NIV. So anyway, read the scriptures and start with John.
I found on the internet a statement you made in 1996. Started out, I used to say I could live 10,000 years and never have an experience as thrilling as walking on the moon. You remember the rest of that statement?
Yes, I do. It's I could never have an experience like walking on the moon. Yet after I found Jesus, I found that walking with Jesus is a lot more satisfying and a lot more rewarding, and it doesn't last 3 days, it lasts forever.
Okay, that's a very good thought to close on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to lunar astronaut Charlie Duke for the insights that he has shared during these two episodes. If you want to hear more from him, he has videos at several websites, including charlieduke.net and astronautcharlieduke.com. Those URLs again are charlieduke.net and astronautcharlieduke.com. If you enjoyed today's program, you may find the TWR360.org website interesting. You'll find topics like science and miracles, what Nobel scientists think about God, and how did your brain get so smart? Explore them in the Truth in the Test Tube section of TWR360.org. On behalf of Charlie Duke and producer Dave Fisher, I'm Denny Milgate, thanking you for listening to Truth in the Test Tube.